Sorry. Turn with me to your Bibles right now. I'm going to take a short time with you. And I'm so glad to see my good friend. I had lunch the other day. I went to the house, had lunch, and the lunch paid it off. You know what I'm talking, whom I'm talking about? I don't mention names, okay? Sometimes it's good for pastors to go and have lunch with the family. Okay, praise God. Isn't God good? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Oh, one more person I need to pray. I want to pray for Tiffany. Yeah, come. Come. Tiffany. She's got some pain, is it? Where?
No? My mother.
Where's the oil? You are. I'll put it in your bathroom, let's just set up a hum. Stephanie, healthy, huh, Tiffany? Okay, stretch your hands, please. Second one, uncle. Okay, come, stretch your hands, lay hands. Country, same country. Noah. Sarawak. Sarawak. Sabah, Sarawak. It's okay. Stretch your hands. Thank you, Lord. You receive your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just minister healing by the stripes of Jesus. I declare this nerve to be completely healed in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your healing power, which is already at work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you. Okay, turn with me to your Bibles right now, please, to Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew, the 8th chapter. Okay. Matthew, the 8th chapter, a background to this scripture, you know. Jesus comes from the mountain. He comes from the mountain after praying, of course. And then a leper comes to him and says, Lord, if you are willing, can you heal me? But Jesus did not answer him. He did not answer him. He went and touched him. And as soon as Jesus touched, he got healed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And then he said, I'm willing. The question is, why didn't Jesus answer him? Let's read. Why didn't Jesus answer? In the natural, when I ask you permission, you know, you say yes or no, then only we proceed. But here Jesus did not. You know, why? Why didn't he answer? The minute Jesus touched him, this leper was completely healed. Okay? Right. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper. You could be that person today. I'm not saying you're a leper. You could be that person today. Okay? A leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Now, Jesus did not take time to answer him. But the Bible tells us, then Jesus put his hand. Jesus touched him. You know, unlike us. How many people we touch out of 100? Maybe even 10 or 15 heal. But everyone Jesus touched got healed. Right? So when he touched, a warm healing virtue came out of Jesus and cleansed his skin. And he had a baby skin. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen. And then he answered this question, I am willing. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him saying, I'm willing, be cleansed. Come on, are you here with me? The healing has already taken place. And then he answers the question. Immediately, his leprosy left. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Why didn't Jesus answer him? Okay, there are three reasons why God is so willing to heal you. Three reasons. No matter how difficult, no matter how long you have been in this sickness, God is more than willing to heal you. Okay, that's why I always tell people, when you want to be healed, don't come and ask God for healing. Okay? Don't ask God for healing. Because 2,000 years ago, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, Jesus was wounded for our transgression. First wounding. Number two, bruised for iniquity. Second one. Third, the punishment of our peace was upon him. Third time. The fourth time, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You look at the order. All the scripture talks about the beatings that Jesus took. Right? Right or wrong? Look at the scripture. Four times. He was bruised. He was, number one, he was what? He was wounded. Wounded means injured. Wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our weaknesses. Bruised. Bruised means what? Not Bruce Lee. Wounds. Bruise. And then the punishment. What is punishment? The entire punishment of Jesus on the cross was blood and flesh. They broke the flesh and blood. Right? And then by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Come on. Are you here with me? Come on. Are you here with me? He was beaten, and 2,000 years ago, this healing was already given to all of us. So what do? We come by faith. We come in faith and receive the healing. Come on. Are you here with me? Whether you can sense it or don't sense it, you receive your healing, and someday this healing will manifest itself. Come on. Are you here with me? I want to share with you a testimony before I give you three reasons why Jesus is more than willing to heal no matter what you're going through, no matter what kind of healing that you need. Now, this was a Saturday meeting. There were two testimonies, actually. This was a Friday, two Fridays ago. I was in this church called Glad Tidings, Petaling Jaya. That's a church I come from. They have grown, really, you know. And I spoke in their meetings. On Friday, it was a combined cell meeting. Okay, cell meeting, you know. And I spoke, and then I felt led to call people for baptism, the Holy Spirit. I got a shock of my life. I pray this will happen in Calvary Community Church. All the young people ran forward. The altar is big. The altar is big. I think some of them followed online. I think Ding saw the message online. Ding Beck Hong, not Emmy Ding, you know. And so I had no place for healing. They were all speaking in tongues, getting baptized, some of them getting set free. I had to call them to come to the stage. And there were two testimonies on Saturday morning. I remember this lady who came with a broken skin in both the palms. I called out, no? And the pastor was next to me. He was holding the oil. I just dipped my hand and rubbed on her hands. And I said, receive your healing. I can remember this because this is a very uncomfortable situation that she's in. All her skins are broken. You know? And skin, that's one of the word of knowledge that I called out. Friday morning, she sends a message to Reverend Linda Koo, one of the pastors, that she showed the hand. She has got baby skin. Outstanding miracle. And then in the seminar, I had this elderly person come up to me and said, Pastor, I don't have symptoms of the cancer that I've been having. Yesterday night, I received healing. I don't have the symptoms. The symptoms are gone. When I woke up this morning, I told him, no, what I want you to do, I want you to go to the doctors. I want you to check one more time and then come back. And he took a photo with me and said he will send me the report. Are you here with me? Okay, God is willing. Can somebody say amen, please? And the question is, are you willing? God is willing. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now, three reasons. Everybody say three reasons. We want to seal this truth into our heart. Three reasons why Jesus did not answer, but touched him and healed him first. Touched and healed him first, and then answered him. Okay, number one, healing is God's very plan for mankind. You know, healing is God's plan. Everybody say God's plan. You know, the Bible tells us, look at me, the Bible tells us, keep the scripture, and I'll give you another scripture, leave it on the screen. You know, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11. Do you remember the scripture? What is the scripture?
For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future.
That's right. Okay? In other words, I know the plan that I have for you. A plan to prosper you, not to destroy you, but to give you hope and a future. Ivy, why did you go to the back? Hope and a future. Say hope and a future. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And in this this great plan of salvation that God has for us, He has incorporated healing. This morning, where do you need healing? Healing is children's bread. Say children's bread. While you're waiting upon God in your sickness, God is at work bringing healing. Come on. Psalms 107 and verse 20 tells us the plan of God. Look at this. This is the plan of God. Come on, give me the slide, the first slide. Okay. Psalms 107, look at this. Healing is God's very plan for us and our family members. He sent His word and healed them. He sent His word and healed them. Come on, somebody say amen, please. His word is Jesus. Huh? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became God. What you? Okay. Okay. Cult group, the one. Okay. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word became a rhema and a revelation and a relevance, and that word became Jesus. And that word, come on church, hear this, the word at the appointed time, that word was crucified. At the appointed time, the word died. At the appointed time, the word rose again on the third day. And today, that word is at the right hand throne of the Father, interceding for you and I, as in Hebrew, the seventh chapter verse 25, healing those that need to be healed, set free that those need to be set free, that this diseases and sickness of this world will not destroy us. Put our hands together, give Jesus the glory. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? And Jeremiah is a landmark promise. Jeremiah 33 and verse 6, for the Lord will assign, give me the, who's it on the computer, man? Why so slow? Okay. Now look at this, please. Healing, number two, Jeremiah 33 and verse 6. Behold, I will bring health and healing. Historically, in the lifestyle of the children of Israel, God always brought healing. Come on. Can somebody say amen, please? Historically, whether it's national, whether it's individual, whether it's family, whether it's tribal, God brought healing. Behold, I'll bring it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Put it together and give Jesus the glory. And I want to say this, healing is children's bread. Come on. Every time when you come to the communion table, I always say, take this bread as a healing bread. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, we read this story. Look at me. We read this story. In Malaysia, we can change names, but in the Bible, you cannot change the name of God. Are you here with me? One of the name of God is Jehovah Rapha. The word Jehovah Rapha means the Lord that what? Heals. Come on. The Lord that heals you. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. You know, look at me. I give you an account. 3 days, the children of Israel in Exodus, the 15th chapter, probably was the 16th onwards, 3 days they were in the wilderness. In the 3 days, they were high and dry because they could not find water. And finally, they came to a place, they saw a pool of water in the wilderness of Shur, and that place is named Mara. Mara, bukan Mara. Mara means bitterness. Everybody say bitterness. Bitterness. And they thought it was time for them to drink. 3 days, no water. Some of us, half an hour, no water. That's why we carry such a big container. Soon, we'll be carrying a tank at the back. Yeah, that's how the world is coming too, no? And we put a tank at the back, and we put our shirt on top. And then put a tube. All the time drinking. Are you here with me, Lord? 3 days, no water. The tongue was cleaving to your palate. That's what it is. And they finally saw water, and they lung at the water. And to their dismay, the water was bitter. Bitter. It was bitter. And as usual, the children of Israel started complaining. Moses, Moses, why did you bring us here to drink this water? And then Moses cried out to God. Look at this. It's a type of Calvary. He cried out to God. And God told him, take that branch and throw it into the water. Throw it into the water. As soon as that branch went into the water got healed. That's how herbal medicine came about. No, sorry. No, that's why today herbal medicine. Sensei, you know, TCM, traditional Chinese, the Chinese is Indians, T-I-M, Tim, traditional Indian medicine. You know, look at me, please. Everybody look at me. You know, and that's the type, look at me please, that's the type of the cross 2,900 years later. That branch will not be a branch that's empty. That branch will have the life and the blood of Jesus hanging on the cross. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. 2,900 years later, and God gave them an ordinance. God gave them a promise. God gave them a promise. And that promise is this. Look at this. Exodus 15:26. And said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the disease on which I have brought on the Egyptians. For, now look at this. I like this. Don't turn this into a general statement. Jehovah Rapha means, say this, the Lord that heals me. Come on, say that. The Lord that heals me. Glory to God. The confession of your mouth will produce the profession of your health. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Whoa. I want you to hear one testimony. Pastor Derek will come and share with one testimony. And after that, Pali will come too. And after Pali will be Ivy.
Hi, good morning, church. I shared this a couple of weeks ago. I think basically in the early of 2023, there was a lady that came from all the way from Singapore just to be prayed for. And that time, me and Pastor Jonathan was here, and therefore we just prayed for her, you know. And she came to us and she said that she had cancer. You know, and she wanted prayer, and she's so afraid. She has such a fear that if she goes forward for the surgery, you know, that the cancer cell will spread all over the body, because that's what the doctor said. And she was so afraid. And me and when we prayed for her, we just told her one thing. If you have faith, the Lord will heal you. If you have faith to receive, you will be healed. And after we prayed for her, you know, time passed. We also forgotten about it. You know, came to probably just, I think, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I received a message from her and said, Pastor, I just want to let you know something. I went ahead with the surgery, and I want to let you know that I am now cancer-free. The cancer didn't spread, and now I am healed of cancer. So, church, I want you to know that God is still healing. He's still working. So, with whatever condition, whether it's cancer or headache or fever, the Lord is the one who heals you and me. Glory to Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Derek. Okay, number two. The reason why Jesus did not answer him, didn't bother to answer him, and because for something that he has already done, you know, and like some of us, God, will you heal me or not heal me? And God doesn't use sickness to deal with us. Okay, how many of you think God uses sickness? Remember when Lazarus was sick, they came and told Lazarus, Jesus, the disciples, your friend is, what a way to manipulate him, huh? Your friend is sick. The friend whom you love is sick. You know what Jesus said? This sickness, John 11 and verse 3. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Come on, are you here with me? God takes what the devil meant to be evil and turn it to be a glory factor. Come on, say, can somebody say amen, please? You can clap for that. Only Samjit is clapping. He likes the word glory factor. Not factor, factor. Okay? Now, look at me, please. Number two, healing. Now, why are we waiting? I'm sure many of us are waiting, right, Patrick? Now waiting, now you must listen to this, you know. Waiting is God's timing factor. It's not your weary factor. It's God's timing factor. God has got a time for everything. God has got a season for every time. Sometimes we grow weary. Receiving healing, we grow weary. Receiving our deliverance, we grow weary. But I want you to say this, as long as you're waiting not in complaint, not waiting in grievances, but we are waiting in the Lord, you are found in the perfect timing of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I've always said this to all of you. Delay is not denial. Delay is not denial. Your waiting time is not a wasted time. Your waiting time is God's perfect working time. Some of us need to be parked for our car to be serviced. Our spiritual car to be serviced. So some of you are just parked. So don't be discouraged. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be discouraged. Or if you speak Chinese, 不要担心. Yuli. Yeah. 不要失望. Mr. Wong, CK Wong. 不要失望, CK Wong. Where's CK? Hi. Okay, number two. Sorry, Brother CK, don't be upset with me. Okay, number two, very quickly, number two, you know, listen to this. Yeah. Number two, healing is God's will for you. Amen. God's will for you. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's God's will for me. It's not just God's plan. So the will of God, you know, is governed by time and season. Time and season. So if you're waiting, don't be discouraged. Surely the healing has already been given. It's just a matter of time. It is God's will, intended purpose. When God saved you, when he saved you, it's a package. Not just save your soul, but save everything that belongs to you. Your children, your family, your businesses, and everything. God saves them. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, are you with me? Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Look at this. I quoted this in the pre-service. Now, look at Psalms 103 and verse 1 to 5. It says, bless everybody. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of all his benefits. One of the dynamic aspects of this benefit is healing. And he said, who has what? Forgiven us of all our sin. Who has healed us of all our diseases. Come on. Can you put it inside? Huh? God doesn't want to heal me. Maybe he has got no power. Don't know why. No, put that into the bracket of healing. All diseases. Who heals all your diseases. Don't go for the second best of God. This is the best of God. Come on. Put your hands together. Give Jesus glory. Who heals us of all diseases and what? Who redeems your life from destruction and crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things that your youth may be renewed like an eagle. Good report. Satisfy your mouth with good report. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm set free. My children are back with me. My dysfunctional family is no longer a dysfunctional family. That which that whom I've been praying for has been restored. Come on, this is what God will fill your mouth with. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't it wonderful? Come on, isn't it wonderful? You know, friends, when Jesus, first time when he came, apabila dia muncul dari wilderness, he came out from the wilderness. The first statement was a power statement. You know what he said? In Luke chapter 4, you need to hear this. We need this. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he sent me to preach the gospel to the poor. And what? And he sent me, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he sent me, dia utuskan saya, bukan putus. Putus harapan sekarang. Huh? Bukan pangkatan harapan, putus sudah. Okay, you know what? He sent me out there to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to declare the year of Jubilee. Come on. So therefore, it is God's intended purpose in your salvation as a child of God. The rest of your life, you will live a divinely healthy life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. Amen. Look at 3 John 2. I'm coming to the close. 3 John 2. What does it say? Come on, read this together with me. I like to use this word, my beloved. Everybody say, my beloved. My beloved. I pray that you may prosper in all things, and be in good hospital, good health care, good Medicare, good health insurance. No, it says you be in good, you be in what? Health means health. Whatever Greek or Hebrew word, health means health. Health means health. Okay? Just as your soul prosper. Can somebody say amen, please? I want to ask you this question. Soul prosper. Health comes first and soul prosper. Look at me. How many of you have got bitterness in your heart? Don't put up a hand. Bitterness. You have not forgiven someone. You have not forgotten an unpleasant, traumatizing incident. And you keep it in your heart. And that memory that's unpleasant becomes a pool of bitterness in your heart. Okay? And then that bitterness justifies what you have gone through. Okay? He doesn't deserve my forgiveness. Okay, who are we to classify who deserves our forgiveness? Jesus did not classify. He just forgave every one of us. Can somebody say amen, please? You know what the bitterness can do? Can you show me Hebrews 12, 15, please? Hebrews 12, 15. Look at the scripture. Hebrews 12, 15. They have to go to the Bible far away from them. Now, look at this, please. Everybody, orang semua say, dalam bahasa Malaysia, bitterness adalah pahit. Pahit hati. In Mandarin is what? Kukwa, bitter god. Okay, I go nearer better. So far away. What?
Huh? Kutu.
Kutu! Right there. Kutu! Kutu, right, kutu.
Kutu is bitter.
Kutu. Okay, look at me. Okay. Kukwa. Okay, right. Okay. Take it easy. We don't want any family quarrel there. Okay, come on, look at me, please. Everybody look at me. In Tamil, is mana kasapu. Okay? Okay. Sounds like rasam. Okay? Now, when you have bitterness in your heart, you always look at other people as wrong. Look at this. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of what? Grace. What is grace? The favor of God. For healing, we need the grace of God. Right? You know, fall short. That means you cancel. And then, lest any rude, say rude. Now, history. Rude is history. A seed. I planted inside. A seed is harmless until it starts growing up. Right or wrong? Huh? Right. I do gardening, I know. Okay? Now, all rude. It has a history. And rude of bitterness spring up. Causing what? Trouble. A bitter person will always be bitter to other people and cause trouble and lose the grace. And many become defiled. Why defiled? We become spiritually blind. We cannot see. We cannot see the log in our eyes, but we can easily see the speck in our brother's eyes. Does that make sense? That's bitterness. Now, you know what? I remember ministering to this lady. Sorry, happened to be a lady, okay? I don't mean anything. Ladies, you are excellent, beautiful. Your hair looks nice, okay? Now, look at me, please. If they love, let them love. It's your hair, what? Okay. You know what? I was ministering to this lady. Just one look at this lady, you know, just one look. You can look at their face. You can move in a word of knowledge. I looked at her. She is well-dressed. She looks well-trimmed. And looked at her. The first word God gave me, bitterness. Okay, I just started praying for her. I didn't want to do anything. You know what's her complaint? She said, I've got joint pain. How many of you got joint pain? She said she got joint pain and she her wrist is swollen. She got joint pain. Okay, I pray for healing, of course. I started praying. As I started praying, the Lord told me, if she wants to receive a healing, she must forgive the mother. Forgive the mother. So I stopped and said, can you forgive your mother? I don't ask questions. Is your mother Kuan Yin? Is your mother this? No, I don't ask. I just told her, you need to forgive your mother. She broke down. She cried. She became so angry. And she told me, it's because of my mother's mouth, I lost my father's favor. My mother always carried tales about me to the father to win his favor. And you know, and I let her in repentance. This happened to be a camp. Let her in repentance. The final day of the camp, she comes and tells me, Pastor, I'm healed. I'm healed. You know what? You know, that's why Jesus was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The punishment of our broken peace was upon him. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Come on, somebody say amen, please. So it is God's will for us to be healed. Isn't that wonderful? Enough story. One more testimony from Pali.
Okay, so I was visiting my friend in Abu Dhabi, and her friend Priya was there. Abu Dhabi, yeah. Okay. So her friend was there, Priya, and Priya was from Sri Lanka. And so I asked Priya, hey, do you know Jesus? And she said, no. So I explained to her the whole gospel. She said, thank you very much, but I'm a Hindu. So I said, okay, never mind. Can I pray for you? And Priya said, okay, I've had very severe knee pain and I've been on medication for 4 years. So every day in the morning, she has to take painkiller. If not, her knee will be very pain. So I say, okay, I'll pray for your knee. Tomorrow, you don't take painkiller. And so I lay my hands on her knee and I say, okay, very short prayer. I say, in Jesus' name, be healed. Amen. I say, okay, tomorrow, you don't take painkiller. Call me, okay, if it's okay. So the next day, I was going to Dubai and she calls me and she say, guess what? I didn't take painkiller and all pain is gone. And then, amen. And then she said, now can you pray for my back pain? I say, no, because I can pray for you over the phone because I'm already in Dubai. So I can pray for you on the phone. She said, no, I want to go there. So she travels 1 hour plus to Dubai. And so, I pray for her back. And instead, right, she started to shiver, like tremble, and she was crying, and she was like, I don't understand what's happening to me. I said, what do you feel? She said, I feel loved, but I don't understand what's happening to me. And then there and there, she accepted Jesus to be her Lord and Savior. And I heard a few months later, even her daughter in Sri Lanka also accepted Christ. Amen. So if you are here, you're here not by accident. Whether it's a pain, whether it's a sickness, no sickness is too big or too small for God to heal. His will is for you to live in perfect health, right? Amen.
Thank you. Come on, let's appreciate God. You know, our friends are all from Taman Nong Chek, Taman Peling. You know, Pastor Gudang, our friends are from Dubai and Sri Lanka. Whoa. Praise God. Ah, Francis, your friends are all in Scudabaru. Okay, just pulling your leg. Finally, number one, three reasons why Jesus did not say, I'm willing, but he prayed and then he said, I'm willing. Number one, healing is God's very plan for your life, no matter how young and old you are. Number two, healing is God's will for you. Intended purpose. Okay, intended purpose. God intentionally wants to heal you. Number three, I close with this. Okay, I close with this. And then we want to pray for those who are not well. Today we're not serving communion. But if you need to take your communion on the way back, pick it up if you want. I'm sure there is outside. Number three, the major part of the redemptive plan of God is healing. The major part of the redemptive plan of God is healing. Now, I already quoted this scripture. Look at this. You know, everybody focus here, please. You know how painful the redemptive plan of God. Look at this. Jesus, number one, was wounded. Everybody say wounded. You cannot have wounds without pain, right? Brother Ng, you cannot have wounds without bleeding. And then he was bruised. Can you be bruised without being wounded? Bruised for iniquity, the weaknesses and the frailty. And then look at the next one, the chastisement. You know what chastisement means? Punishment. He was punished. The Bible tells us, if you go back and read Matthew 27, 26 onwards, he was lashed 39 times. 39 times on his back. You know, the punishment all involves pain. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And finally, look at this. The church only quotes this. And by the stripes of Jesus, we're healed. Look at the progression of the wounding of Jesus. One after the other. One after the other. One, Natalie, is it? Natasha. Natasha, are you okay? You feel sleepy? Yeah. You want some water or what? You got no friends already. Huh? Okay. Sit with a lot of friends. Okay. Now look at me, please. You know what? Look at the wounds that Jesus went through. Look at that. That's why the Bible tells us, look at Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 6. Give me Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6. I want the church to know this. Look at this. Now this is Jesus, the description of the Son of God. From the soul. Where's the soul? Come on, Derek, where's the soul? Come and show along. From the soul to the head. From the soul to the head. Look at this. There is no soundness in it. No soundness. Everything is broken. But wounds. Look at this. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. You know what putrefying sores means? The previous day, foul smell. Because the day they got him captured, they have been pulling his beard. They have been beating. They're putting on a thorny crown on him. And they have been abusing him. And this is a progression. You know, until the day he was crucified, his body was full of wounds. Why? Why? Because this is the redemption plan of God. That God wants to heal you physically. God wants to heal your family. God wants to heal everything that you have. All these wounds are open to you when you come in faith and receive your healing. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Let me show you a testimony. Can you put a test on the screen? Look at this, please. This is one of our full-time workers, Florini. Florini. Florini's husband. His name is what, huh? Noah, is it? Noel. Noel. Okay. Now, let me just give you the background. You know, look at me, everybody. Pastor Jalung calls me, our Bahasa Malaysia pastor, and tells me Noel, is it Noel? Noel has got, you know, one fine day, he collapsed in the house. He's married to a young girl, Florini. He collapsed. He collapsed, you know. And after that, they cannot put him back on the feet. He cannot stand. They had to rush him to an ambulance to HSA because he's a foreigner. He's an Indonesian married to a Malaysian. Okay? And you know what? They did an MRI. They discovered a lump. A lump. They said it was cancer. The lump right at the back of his L2, L3. It's all fused inside. Fused inside. Okay? Fused right at the back. Fused. Okay? And then now he's lying down with the eyes open. So Pastor Boy and I went to see him on the second or third day. So when I saw him, I saw a spirit of self-pity. Self-pity. You know, a spirit of self-pity. So then, Pastor Boy was there with me. I rebuked them and said, you are call of God. Both of you are call of God. You're supposed to be a pastor in Indonesia. Okay? You both got a call of God in your life. God didn't call you to get paralyzed. And who are you going to preach the gospel? Paralyzed and preach to who? The demons. Okay? The demons don't need the gospel. You know? And then I challenged them. I gave them 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18. Paul says, according to the prophecy that you received from the Lord, wage your own warfare. And we both prayed and prophesied over them. You know, you live in what you speak. Life, we just prophesied. You know what the doctors gave? 3 options. You know what the options are? Number 1, when he's operated, neck below, he'll be paralyzed. Number 2, you know, the second option, no better, he'll be vegetable. Kangkong. Baby Kailan, I think. Vegetable, right? Number 3, he might die on the operating theater. Because of this, the lump, they cannot do anything because the lump is pressing too many vital nerves. You know, but we prayed. We just laid hands and just prayed. Command the spirit of self-pity to leave in the name of Jesus. Now when you're sick, that's the wrong time to pity yourself. You're pain here. Oh, Tonga. Oh, Tonga. Rise up and take authority. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. And then, you know, prayed, rebuke it, and we gave a word. Boy, you remember? I said, this is not cancer. Then why God called you to be dying in cancer? What kind of a God is this going to be? You know? And you're going to serve the Lord. You know? The next MRI comes and this is it. Shalom, uncle, telling Pastor Jalong. Results sudah keluar. If somebody read in Bahasa Malaysia.
Okay. Shalom, uncle. Result sudah keluar. Puji Tuhan, bukan cancer seperti yang ditakuti dan bukan bakteria yang berbahaya juga. Doktor kata cuma pembengkakan dan ada sedikit cairan di dalam. Doakan operation pada hari Ahad ni. Risiko agak tinggi kerana pembedahan dilakukan di bahagian depan leher. Novel fit antibody dan tidak demam and ready for operation. Puji Tuhan, operasi sudah selesai 10 jam. Pastor Novel juga sudah sedar. Oksigen di level yang bagus. Segala risiko yang dibimbangkan tidak terjadi. Everything was good. Saraf tunjang sudah lepas dari tersepit. Kebas di badan sudah hilang total. Haleluya. Doktor kata tinggal tunggu luka membaik dan rehab penggerakan saja.
Come on! Let's give Jesus a glory. Haleluya. The same group of doctors who gave the 3 options are the same doctors who came and did 10 hours of operation and they said he's set to go. Come on, somebody give Jesus a glory. This cannot be a medical sign. This is a miracle from God. I conclude by saying this. Number 1, healing is God's plan for you. Benny, number 2, healing is God's will for you. Seriously taking notes. Number 3, healing is a major part of the redemption plan of God in our lives. What need to be healed? Come on. Finally, the greatest healing of all healing is the healing of your soul. Come on, somebody say amen, please. At least physical body you can see, but soul you cannot see. Have you lost your peace? Have you lost your joy? Have you lost your rest? Have you lost your confidence in the days to come? Are you filled with worries and anxiety? Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, Michael, I'm finishing, Michael. 11:28. 11:28, Jesus said, come to me, all those who are weary and are heavy laden. What is this weariness? The lack of joy, the lack of peace, the lack of happiness, the lack of direction, the lack of assurance, the lack of confidence, the lack of soul rest. Say soul rest. No matter how many holidays you go, you cannot find this rest. And this rest can only be found in Jesus. Come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And that's why Jesus said, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, anyone in Christ is a new creation. All things have gone. Everything has become new. Now this is your soul condition. Romans 3:23 tells us, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Right? And Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, separated from the power of God, separated from the favor of God, separated from the peace of God. But the gift of God through Christ Jesus is eternal life. Can somebody say amen, please? Can we stand to our feet, please? My time is up. Thank you, dear Father. Small testimony, come.
Yeah, I was in China, and there was, when I was preaching in one of the villages, there was a small boy, 9 years old, and he said he wants Jesus to heal him. He was all naked except for a small panty. And he said, saw and saw. So he couldn't take any clothes, because the moment he put on, it was very painful. So I lay hand on this boy, and the father said, if my son gets healed, I'll become a Christian. So I just, on faith, I lay hand on him. And the next day, and the night, I went home. Then the next day, the parents rang me out, said the boy has been completely all dried out. He wear dresses, he wear food, and the father, above all, he became a Christian.
Amen. He's a China missionary. Okay, come on, let's give Jesus glory. Whoa! Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Just a couple of minutes,
for
then we are done.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Come on, let's just worship all over this place. Let's
there
worship the Lord.
No one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Come on, there is no one.
There is no one else like you. For you are great. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
Come on, let's worship him. That's right. All over this place, let's worship him. Put aside your burdens. Put aside your worries. Time to believe God. That's right. Come on, reach out to the Lord. One more time, every hand's lifted up.
You are great.
That's right.
Miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
As your hands are lifted up, thank you, dear Father. Thank you for your awesome presence. Thank you. I just sense in my spirit someone with a blocked year, God is just opening up your ears. There's anointing in this place. Come on, just reach out and just take it. Take it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to ask you this question. Where do you need a miracle? Where do you need a healing? You cannot have a miracle. You cannot have a healing if you don't identify that place right now. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to come specifically. Jesus said in Mark 11:24, whatever things you desire, pray, believe, receive them, and then you will have it. And then you will have it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence in this place. If it's not physical healing, where do you need your healing? And the Lord would say this to you this morning. I've positioned you today for your healing. I've positioned you today for your miracle. And if you would take a step of faith and you would reach out to me and receive that healing and miracle, I, the Lord, will show you visibly that I am the Lord that heals you. I am the Lord that delivers you. Come on, just reach out to the Lord. Wherever you are, just reach out to the Lord. I've got two things to say. Number one, every eye's closed. Is there someone here? Is there someone here that your heart is so far away from Jesus as a result of this farness from Jesus? You've been assaulted with confusion and worries and anxiety and all kinds of fear that has been coming and flooding your heart. And you need your soul to be healed. You need soul healing. And if you're that person who wants your soul to be healed before you want to experience your physical healing, you need to just invite Jesus to come into your heart. Revelation 3:20 tells us, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and he will be with me and I'll be with him. This is sharing life with Jesus, sharing your destiny with Jesus, sharing your future with Jesus. If you're that person, you need to make a commitment to Jesus. Say this prayer together with me, every eyes closed. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
From today onwards.
From today onwards.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my soul.
In my soul.
I acknowledge you, Jesus.
I acknowledge you, Jesus.
As Lord and Savior.
As Lord and Savior.
Of my life.
Of my life.
I believe you, Lord Jesus.
I believe you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen. If you have said the prayer, there are so many of us here, you can just meet up with us. Now the second part, I'm going to call for healing. Now how many of you this morning, you want to experience the healing power of Jesus? And we're going to take time with you and we're going to pray for you. If you're that person, show me your hand, please. Come on, wave your hand to me. Now that's right. What I want you to do, as we worship the Lord, I want you to just Don't be shy. This is your moment for miracle. Right here, there's such an anointing in this place. Okay? Now we're going to worship gently. And I want you to just walk out. Can you do that, please? If you've lifted your hands, come right to the front, please. I need altar workers to help me to arrange this altar. Just come. Keep coming. That's right. Just keep coming. It doesn't matter how many times you've come. Today could be your day of your healing. Just keep coming. Those in front, just come forward a little bit. So those at the back. Is there anybody else? Just get out of your seat and come. Don't go yet. I'm going to dismiss the service. Come. Is there anybody else? Keep coming. Where do you need a miracle? You need a miracle. Lord, I need a miracle. I need a miracle for somebody else. That maybe not for you, somebody else. You want to stand on behalf of them. And you want a miracle. Get out of your seat and come. Is there anybody else? I'm going to dismiss the crowd. Anybody else? Just keep coming. keep coming. I want to pray for somebody else. Somebody else that I know has got a cancer. And I want to pray for them. I want to stand in the gap for them. Is there anybody else, please? Okay, right. Those in the congregation, it's not too late. You can still come. I want you to stretch your hands towards me and say this together with me. I declare
the blood of
Jesus is my covering.
Is my covering.
I declare
the word of God
is my position.
Is my position.
I declare the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus
is my authority.
Is my authority.
I declare the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
is my strength.
Is my strength.
I declare
the
grace of God.
The grace of God
is my sufficiency.
Is my sufficiency.
I declare the mercies of God.
The mercies of God
is my forgiveness.
Is my forgiveness.
I declare the attitude of gratitude.
The attitude of gratitude
is my attitude.
Is my attitude.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I declare. Okay, stretch your hands. Father, I commit these precious ones into your hands. Pastor Boy will be at the door together with Pauline. We will greet you. Father, I just commit this precious people into your hands. Some of them will be traveling out. Some of them will stay on to receive visitors. Father, we pray during this festive season, we pray for your hand to rest upon them. Protect them, watch over them, and help them to be soul winners for you. And I declare you're blessed, you're favored, you're sanctified, you're saved, you're called, and you're set apart for God's glory. Lord, bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. With this, the service is over.